We're up to some shin dalid or dalid shin 304. Al eze evin mitzuva al shvi saso. So we have the concept of bame isha yotzeis, what clothing and jewelry can women wear outside the erev on Shabbos. We have this thing. We have something by men, but the parak is called bame isha. We discussed that in shin aleph. We discussed that in shin gimel. In shin hey, we have bame behema yotzeis. What can the behema wear outside the erev? And Shindad is sort of supposed to be, what can the Eved wear outside of the era? But before we discuss that, we have to discuss what kind of Eved is Chayev to keep Shabbos. What are we talking about? So, we're usually familiar with two kinds of Avadim. There's an Eved Ivri and Eved Kenani. An Eved Ivri is a Jew. He's 100% Jew. He stole, he got into debt, he couldn't get his way out, so he has to basically sell himself into slavery in order to pay his debts. He's a Jew. There's some slight exceptions what he's allowed to do, perhaps, in terms of who he's allowed to marry, but basically, he's 100% Jew. He's 100% Jew. Then there's an Eved Kenani. So, some people mistakenly think that Eved Kenani is a guy. Eved Kenani is a Jew, Eved Kenani is a guy. So, Eved Kenani starts out as a guy, but he's not really a guy because, we'll see now, there's different types of Eved Kenani, but the the standard type of Eved Kenani, he first of all agrees to become an Eved Kenani. He has a bris milah. He goes to the mikvah. He is basically 90% Jewish, and he's chayev and mitzvah like a woman. Now, a woman is 100% Jewish, but her chayev and mitzvah, she's part of her mitzvah sashi. She has man grama. She has, let's say, she's 100% Jewish with 90% chayev and mitzvah. The Eved Kenani is basically chayev in the same mitzvah as a woman, but his Jewish stat, he's 90% Jewish. He's not 100% Jewish. Okay, but that's only one kind of Eved Kenani. So, in Deer Shoes, sort of, the Mishabura has an introduction over here, and then Deer Shoes sort of has an introduction to the Mishabura's introduction. The Deer Shoes says it from the Rambam, is that there's three types of Eved Kenani. One is, like we said, he has a bris, he goes to the mikvah, and he basically becomes 90% Jewish. Now, by the way, Post can point out, the whole siman is not relevant nowadays, because we don't have such a thing as avadim anymore. No more avadim. Okay, but if the Jew buys a non-Jewish slave, and the slave says, I'm not interested in becoming Jewish, not 100% Jewish, and not 90% Jewish, and not no Jewish. So, he's not forced to become Jewish, he's not forced to have a bris, he's not forced to go to the mikvah. However, the Jew is only allowed to hold on to him for 12 months. He basically has 12 months to convince him to join the team on a second rate level as a second class citizen. If he joins, he joins. If he doesn't join, after 12 months, he has to sell him to a guy. He can't keep him. That's one type of Eved Kenani. Then there's another type of Eved Kenani who, when he is bought, he stipulates that he's not interested in becoming Jewish in any way, shape, or form. No milah, no tefillah, no nothing. But he's willing to accept upon himself Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So then, it's like ironic, but such an Eved he is allowed to hold on to. He's allowed to hold on to such an Eved, and he's basically what we call a Ger Toshav, he's Chayav and Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. I mean, all Goyim are Chayav and Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, but he's Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. But he is not Chayav in the other mitzvahs. Okay, now, we'll see where this is going. If he's an Eved Kenani who's Mila Tefila Makabal Mitzvah, so he's Chayav Mitzvah like a woman, he's obviously Chayav to keep Shabbos, every aspect of Shabbos. If he refuses Mila Tefila, he's willing to Makabal Shevins of Bnei Noach, Shabbos is not one of the Shevins of Bnei Noach. He's not Chayav to keep Shabbos. Then there's a third type of Eved who insists on continuing to worship his Avodah Zarah. And such an Eved, he says, you're not allowed to hold on to such an Eved in Eretz Yisrael at all. What about Chutzal? I don't know. I didn't see the Rambam inside. I'm just reading what it says. Okay. So now let's look at the Mishuras of Katan Aleph. So it's not relevant Halach L'maisa one iota, but it is interesting stuff. And as you learn through, many Gemaras talk about Eved Kenani, like all over the place. And so it's important to know what we're talking about. So we're going to learn it. Ukudei, so I'm now in Mishabura, Siman Shin Dalet, or Dalet Shin, Sif Aleph, but I'm starting with the Mishabura's introduction. We did the introduction of the Dirshu from the Rambam, now we do the introduction of the Mishabura. Ukudei, l'hokil al ha-me'ayen, l'idat tam chiluke ha-dinim, to understand the Sif, ha-muvar, misim zeh, akdim ha-kdama kitana, small ha-kdama, ukufim ha-shemavar, b'gemar ha-poskum. Dine, trey kroi ksiv, there's two psukim, chad, one pot success, l'man, yanuach, Abdcha v'amoscha kamocha. On Shabbos, your Eved and your Amma, your maidservant, should rest like you. Zek, what's the pasuk talking about? Zek koyel Eved shemal v'toval l'shem Abdus yikibe olav kol mitzvos havadim. Like we just said, he is an Eved, if it's a male. It's a mila, bris mila, tevila, l'shem Abdus, he's mekabel to keep all mitzvos havadim. Doesn't have to learn Torah, doesn't have to put on tzitzit, doesn't have to put on tefillin, doesn't have to shake a lulav, doesn't have to sit in the circle. It has to do everything else, basically. V'ayinu, koma she'isha chayavis. V'im ken gam mitzvah Shabbos b'chatzah. So obviously he's chayav in Shabbos. V'osu l'asu melacha b'Shabbos. He cannot do melacha on Shabbos. V'osu ha'kra, this pasuk is coming, la'oruye to teach us the shvizas ha'eve muto gamo rabba. So, so the Eved himself, this is my understanding from the Diuk in the Mishabura, the Eved himself is chayiv to keep mitzvahs, but there is also an obligation on the master to make sure that the Eved is keeping Shabbos. Okay, that's one puzzle, and that's talking about this Eved mila tvila chayiv in mitzvahs like an isha. The ben amoscha, the son of the maidservant, and the ger will rest. V'doshu chazal, the koyel eved, a kanoi liyisor kinyan aguf. It's talking about an eved. Now, the difference between, there are people who work very hard at minimum wage, and they call themselves avadim, that's not in halacha considered an eved. A person might feel like an eved, he's not an eved. He's called a worker. An eved means that the owner owns the eved himself. There's a kinyan aguf. I own the body of this slave. Not that he's working for me at 10 shekel an hour, and I'm working him hard and taking advantage of him. That doesn't make him my Eved, and he can quit at any time. He may be poor, he may have no other job. That's, you know, quote unquote, his problem. I'm not saying that's the way to treat your workers, but he's not considered an Eved. An Eved is a kinyan aguf. I own the goof of this person. Avad, lo mal v'tava. He did not do bris milah, he did not do tevilah. Rakiba all the shema mitzvah bnei noach, he was makaba sheva mitzvah bnei noach. The gam lezet, tzarech rabba lomono milasas malacha avuro b'shabbos. So you're not allowed to have him do malacha for you on Shabbos. Now we've had a lot of halachas, not all the halachas, but many halachas of Amir al-Akum came up in the beginning of Chelek Gimel. And in general there's a problem of a guy doing malacha for a Jew, Amir al-Akum. Amir al-Akum by a regular guy. Okay, with the details, which we've discussed, and others are coming now up in Shin Vav and Shin Zayin, and then later. So there's an issue to tell a guy to do something on Shabbos, and then there's also an issue to receive direct benefit from something that a guy does for a Jew on Shabbos. Okay, that's all asa midrabanan. Both it's like two derabanan. So each one strengthens the other one. Don't tell the guy to do malacha on Shabbos, and don't receive direct benefit from malacha that a guy did for Jew on Shabbos. And that's called, it's a shvus, it's an issa derabanan. Here there's an issa deraisa, because he's your eved, you own him, he's mekabel sheva mitzvah bnei noach. Let's see, but if he doesn't be mekabel sheva mitzvah bnei noach, that's going to be a discussion. So, you have to stop him from doing malacha for you. So it changes. Basically, the difference between an Eved Kenaini, who's not makabel to keep Shabbos, only Sheva Mitzvah Pnei Noach, is all the Isurim of Amir La'akum, I don't know all, but some of the Isurim Amir La'akum, which usually the Rabbanon, now become the Raisa. It's also in the Torah to tell him to do malacha for you on Shabbos. He's allowed to do malacha for himself on Shabbos. He can turn on the TV and watch Saturday morning cartoons. Because it's not one of the mitzvahs he accepted upon himself. He's like a getoshav. He does not have to keep Shabbos. When we come back, awesome in the Torah, the Yisrael itself lasts malacha avuro. But here the Amir al-Akum is Issa da Raisa, as opposed to a regular guy, where it's only awesome in the Rabbanah. Ukidichsiv, as the pasuk says, you know what? Fresh ben amoscha v'hager. Okay, the eved hakanui lizor kin haguf. Now we have a third type. An eved who is bought kinyan haguf. The Jew owns the guy. Vilomal, no mila, vilo tavah, no tvila, vigam lo kiral tvila shemus minoch. He was not a kabbal mitzvah at all. But zeh nechleku aposkim. So here there's a machlokas aposkim. In gam al zeh mitzuvim anu al shvisaslo. Are we obligated to make sure that he keeps Shabbos, or that what's our relationship to his Shabbos? I mean, can we tell him to do malacha? He's not better than a regular guy that you can't tell to do malacha, but what's that status? Okay, that we're going to discuss. Okay, so now let's start Shulchan Aruch. Shin Dalet, right? Dalet Shin, Zif Alet. Adam etzuva al shvisas avdo shemal v'tova l'shem avdus. Amen. Is commanded to make sure that his Eved, who has undergone Mila and Tevila, and is 90% Jewish, v'kiva olav mitzvahs hanogos be'eved, and he's mekabel upon himself mitzvahs that are relevant to an Eved, which is the mitzvahs that are relevant to a woman, and the Adon, the master, is obligated to make sure that the Eved keeps Shabbos. Aval. Im lo ma'av etoval, but if he did not have Mila v'tevila, he was only mekabel shevitz bnei Noach. Harayu kiger toshav. He's like a ger toshav. Umutu lasas malacha b'shabbos leatzmo. He's allowed to do malacha on Shabbos for himself. Ava lo l'rabo, but not for his master. Va'asu l'kol Yisrael lomar lo lasas malacha b'shabbos etzorach Yisrael. Va'afilu misha in rabo. Even if it's not the master, no Jew is allowed to ask him to do malacha on Shabbos. Okay, now, again, how is this different than regular guy? I'm never allowed to ask a guy to do malacha for me on Shabbos directly. Not never, except for the exceptions, but in regular case. The difference is, that's Aser Min Derabbanan, and here it's Aser Min HaTorah. Okay, Mishabura Sivkatan Beis. Mishabura Sivkatan Beis is still going on the Eved that did Mila and Tvila L'Shem Avdus, and was Makabal to keep mitzvahs like an Eved, like a woman. Al Shvisas Avdo, the mitzvah al Rabo, l'shamro ulamonu mi'asas malacha, afil tach atzma. There's a mitzvah on the master to make sure he keeps Shabbos and doesn't do anything even for himself. Even watching Saturday morning cartoons. He can't do any malacha. He must keep Shabbos like every other Jew. Or like a full Jew. He's not a full Jew. Mishra Sivkatan Vav. Now we're talking about the second type where he did not do Mila and Tvila, but he's a Ger Toshav. He's a Mekabel Shevitz Ben Noach, and he is an Eved. And he can't do Melacha for his master. Hainu, afil lo tzivo rabo behedya al ha Melacha gam kin asa. Even if the master did not directly tell him to do the Melacha, he can't do any Melacha for the master. The Mistama al das rabo hu also, because Mistama, when he's doing something for the master, he's doing it for the master. It's Hira HaTorah Zelamano. And the Torah tells us to stop him. Again, Atir Rabbana, Menatir. Ukidifib, Vinofish, Benam, Amoscha, Vaget. Vachanal, like we said back in Sifkatan Aleph. Vafil Mocha, Durabbana, also Gankin Lassa, Bishul Rabbi, he can't even do Issa Durabbana for his master. Vishmikina Bezer, and there are those that are making by Issa Durabbana, in low his hero, Rabbo Behed Yazer, as long as the master didn't tell him to do it. So if he's doing malacha, he's not chayev in Shabbos, because he did not accept Shabbos, he did not do mila, did not do tvila. He can't do malacha for the master, in terms of the rabbanon, so if it doesn't look like the master told him to do it, the master didn't tell him to do it, so maybe it's okay. Mishra Sivkata and Zion, but also the Kol Yisrael, Hainu, again, Minatora, as opposed to a regular guy. The cave of the great king of Sheva Mitzvah, since he was ready to Kabbal upon himself, Sheva Mitzvah, they know, the Kuli Alma Avidino ki Ger Toshav, he's like a Ger Toshav. The Asra HaTorah Li Yisrael Lassus Malacha Al Yadu. The Torah prohibits a Ger Toshav doing Malacha and Shabbos for the Jew. Right in Shulchan Aruch, the lo kibel alav shum mitzvah. He was not, didn't do mila, didn't do tefillah, didn't accept all the mitzvahs, didn't accept shabbos. No, didn't accept no mitzvahs. Im lo kibel alav shum mitzvah. Ela adayin ukuti gamar. He's a full fledged guy. Dino shave likibel alav shave mitzvahs. So this opinion of Shulchan Aruch holds that there's no difference if he's mekabel shave mitzvahs or not mekabel shave mitzvahs. He's owned by a Jew. He's an eved. Owned by a Jew, and therefore it's phrased a little bit funny, but we'll see later on that there's a machlokes about this, and that's why it's split into two. So, if he was not mekabel sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach, according to this first opinion, Shulchan Aruch, it's as if he did. It's no difference if he did or he didn't. He's just the ikur is his own by a Jew, and therefore he can't do malacha for minat Torah. Can't do malacha for this Jew. He can't do malacha for any Jew. Mishvah Sifkat and Ches Vim Lo Kiba Ratzal Amar Do Adin Gam Kinim Lo Kiba Rav Shur Mitzvah Afil Ocha Kevin Shu Eved Yisrael HaKoin Lo Kinyin HaGuf, since he's an Eved to a Jew, and he, there's a Kinyin HaGuf over here, Svila Lezu to Dina Shavu the Kiba Ola Shav Mitzvah. It's just like the previous day where he wasn't Kaba Shav Mitzvah. V'or Shalasas Malacha B'Shur Shur Mitzvah, he can't do Malacha Min HaTorah for any Jew. Ulefiza, according to this, okay, so now he's going to bring out two exceptions where there is a heter of Amir La'akum, a regular Akum on Shabbos. Lefida, Tzorchei Chol HaShem Bo'Sakana. Chol HaShem Bo'Sakana. Chol HaShiyesh Bo'Sakana means his life is threatened. There's a mitzvah Michal Shabbos. Be the first one there. It's the biggest mitzvah you can do. Save a Jewish life. Then there's something called a chol she'ein bo sakana. So his life is not in danger, but he doesn't have the sniffles. That's not called a chol she'ein bo sakana. A chol she'ein bo sakana is he's in incredible pain, or he's bedridden, or his whole body he can't function because he's sick. So usually for a chol she'ein bo sakana, you're allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for you. With Fiza, Tzarchei Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, the Kaimilon, and usually we hold Omer Le'eni Yehudi V'Osa, we tell the guy to do it. And another exception to the rule of Amir Al-Akum, V'chem Meis B'Yom Tov Rishon, if someone dies in Yom Tov Rishon, the Kaimilon, we all just ask Ubo Amamin, they're allowed to tell Goyim to bury the dead on the first day of Yontif. Osir Lomar Le'eved Yisrael Afil Hu Oved Avodaz Gilulim. So that's by a regular guy, but by a guy that's owned by a Jew, even if he did not makabel any mitzvahs and he's still mamish oved by the Zara, you cannot have him do these malachas. He's not a regular guy, he's owned by a Jew, and these malachas, which a regular guy can do for a Jew on Shabbos or Yontif, the Eved cannot do. The came with the malachas Eved asura min haTorah, so it's a different darga, different ballgame, right? By the Eved, regular guy, it's the Rabbanon. Okay, the Rabbanon will make it in cases of Kvura on Yontif Rishon, cases of Chol HaShem Bo Sakana. But here, dealing with this is the Raisa to have the Eved do Malacha for a Jew. The Kevin de Melechas Eved Asura, Min HaTorah, Lohutra Bedavish Ein Bo Pikoch Nefesh. And he can't do anything unless it's Pikoch Nefesh. Pikoch Nefesh, and everyone can do it. However, V'yesh Cholkin Umatir Mazet, this happens to be a Machokas, and there are those that are making. See, I understand much stronger the side against. The side for I don't. So the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yuri explains that when he's mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs, so then there's no real difference between his master and any other Jew. He can't do Malacha Min HaTorah for any Jew. However, that's the first opinion. I'm in the middle of Sifkat and Yud. Svirlu, the Bezelu Asad Elasas Malacha Bishul Rabba. Only, this opinion holds, there's only an Issa Darais of him to do Malacha for the Master. Kidachsiv, Yinofesh Ben Amoscha. Avalashar Ishisolo, Odi Bishar in Yudi Da'amu, the Inner Asarak Midrabana. So that, if he's Makabel, Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, as in Evik 90. It's also not fair for him to do malacha on Shabbos. The first opinion holds for his master. There's no difference in the master and everybody else. It's all the same. It's also minatari, so then we don't have exceptions. Also minatari. The second opinion holds that no, it's only also minatari for the master. For every other Jew, he's like any other guy. There's no difference between your Eved Kenani and then the regular non-Jewish neighbor. And therefore, when it comes to the exceptions, so it's only Asa Midrabanan, so these exceptions will apply there as well. Which means that these things will only be mutter as long as it's not the master who's the Chol HaShem Bo Sakana. As long as it's not the master who needs to bury his relative. That's what it sounds like, even though it doesn't say that explicitly, but that's what comes out. You think, once it's not the master, it's only Asa Midrabanan, and maybe all these things will be mutter. Mikomakom, back to the Shulchan Aruch, Mikomakom. And I also melechas rabo shalom midaito. Let's say the Eved is doing something for his master that the master doesn't know about. Vinikash in Osel Daito, and it's clear he's not doing that, that the master doesn't know about it. He says, then it's mutter ve'in tzarech lafrisho. Mishbur explains, then it's going to be mutter. Because usually it looks like he's doing it for the master, and once he's doing it for the master, it's also minatzer. Once he's not, it's not clear, it doesn't look like he's doing it for the master. So the Mishbur Yosef got the Yidah, the second line. Dafka b'dinichale b'malachazu, when the master is happy with this malacha. The azamina, then we say, dimistama ose aldaitu, because the slave is doing it for his master. And therefore the master has to stop him. When it's clear he's not doing it with the das of the master who knows nothing about it, so then it becomes like his own malacha. You don't have to stop him from doing malacha for himself. If he's mekabel, mila, tvila, and he's chayiv and shabbos, mamis, so then you have to stop him if he's doing it for himself. But if he's not on that category, so you have to stop him from doing malacha for his master, but when it doesn't look like he's doing it for his master, even if he really is, but as long as it doesn't look like that, so it's like he's doing it for himself. Once he's doing it for himself, you don't have to stop him from doing malacha. Again, he's doing it without the das of the master. Vinikar, and it's also recognizable, she'ain. She'ain also that he's not doing with the das of the master. So mutter vein tzarech lafrisho. It's mutter, he doesn't have to stop him. I feel keep it all of seven mitzvahs, even if the guy wasn't mekabel seven mitzvahs. We're not going back just to category three, even category two. Uli Yisroel acher she'ain o rabo. Okay, maybe we should. We're not going to finish this. So we'll stop here and continue.